Eagles insider Dave Spadaro here with a former Philadelphia Eagle, Mike Golic, a defensive tackle 1987 to 1992 in Philadelphia. Of course, the star of Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, don't put Wingo first.
I know the rules. Mike Golic, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. It feels like you've been involved with the Eagles for 50 years.
I've been to every game since the strike of 1987.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, joined the organization in 97.
I got there just a month or so after that strike. Yep. I was with the Oilers for that strike. I was very pro-union, throwing rocks at the buses and such. And I remember being the starting nose tackle before that strike for the Oilers. And then after the strike, I was cut. And
then, How ironic.
Yeah, and then ended up coming to Philly. And, boy, what's just great years. I really, really enjoyed it.
You, maybe more than anyone in Jaws for sure, but anybody in the media can understand the angst of Philadelphia Eagles fans. My contention is, it's the most frustrating part of every Eagles fan's life is that the Eagles haven't won the Super Bowl. And when it happens, the joy will permeate forever.
And let's hope it's just joy that goes on, you know, in the city when they win it, because, you know, I'd certainly like to see them win it. Yeah, the one thing I found about in playing with the Oilers and the Eagles and the Dolphins, there was no doubt in being in obviously other football cities as well, the passion from the Eagle fans is second to none. They will love you when you're good and when you're bad and aren't performing well and maybe not giving the effort you should. They'll let you know, and that was cool with that. Mm-hmm. But there are times if you're not doing well, but you're out there giving that blue-collar effort, they appreciate that as well. I always loved their passion, without question. And, yes, I think this is something they would – the appreciation for it would be so real with them on what the city would have accomplished.
Does it still gnaw at you in any way, Mike?
Yes.
That
we didn't win?
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
with teams that were clearly
very
talented.
I mean, we had great defensive teams. You have the unfortunate injury of Randall. I mean, that was unreal. We thought that was our year. I'm sure you were in covering you.
Terrible, yeah.
But in the first game, Bryce pop in the knee, and we get a pop in the knee, and you're like, no way that just happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was frustrating given some of the talent certainly we had on offense, and the defense that we had was just devastating then. So, and I really even thought the year we went to play Dallas in the divisional after we beat the Saints, I still thought, and we went in there, not shockingly, pretty cocky that we were going to win that game, and Dallas dealt it to us pretty good in that one. But we thought we were going to be able to do it then, but we absolutely thought our group should win a Super Bowl.
Last time you were at Lincoln Financial Field, when was that? Was that Eric Allen's?
No, I was there when I was the honorary captain
before
a Carolina Panthers game, and the Eagles won. Okay, so I'm 1-0. I remember Herm went there and was the honorary captain, and they lost. So I have that hanging over his head, Herm Edwards. I was the honorary captain, and we won.
So I'm going to now officially deem you the honorary captain for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Anything that can make this team beat the New England Patriots. Mike, your view of this crazy ride to the Super Bowl?
Well, the ride really has been something, especially when an MVP candidate in Carson Wentz goes down, you think, okay, you're done. Then now it just went back to a Jeffrey Lurie and a Howie Roseman conversation before the season of, hey, do we spend $12 million and have a backup quarterback for that amount of money, or do we not go cheaper and use the money somewhere else?
Carson will never get hurt.
And luckily, they decided to go the $12 million route, because think how different that would have been. It's always about little decisions like that come back to either help you or can haunt you. So the resiliency there from that side of it. But I've always thought this team was the best team overall, offense, defense, special teams, because now we know, obviously, Carson was playing well and Zach Ertz was having a monster season. But there's plenty of players that you can rely on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what helps in the Super Bowl. The way to beat New England, and you get the old, oh, you got to pressure Brady, you got to knock him down, how do you cover Gronk, be physical, try and get away with stuff, blah, blah, blah. We all know that. To beat New England, you have to adjust to their adjustments. So they're going to adjust on you. How do you adjust back?
Yeah.
This is the 8th Super Bowl with Belichick and Brady. The first 7, they didn't score a touchdown the first quarter. So they feel you out, then they make their adjustments. How do you adjust back to that? And I think Philadelphia has enough talent where if New England adjusts and says, we're going to take this away, the Eagles can say, okay, well, we have other things we can do, and we're going to do them, but stay aggressive doing them.
I think this coaching staff adjusts in-game better than any coaching staff
they do
that
a great
I've
job.
Seen in Philadelphia.
Yeah. And the reason being is they have the players to do it.
Yeah.
You know, New England's going to try and take Fletcher Cox out of the game. They did it even though Jacksonville had 3 sacks. In that second half, they started chipping those ends on third down. Those guys were getting no pressure. Pressure on Brady at all. And Jacksonville didn't adjust back. One time they blitzed Miles Jack up the gut. He gets home and smokes Brady. Mm-hmm. It's the only time they do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they didn't adjust enough coming back. That's what I think with the Eagles having a great overall team are able to adjust because they have other weapons.
Those who love you in Philadelphia and Eagles fans around the world, how will this fan base react? How do you think they will react?
I think they will lose their minds. and I say this in all seriousness. I want to see people lose their minds and enjoy it and not damage anything.
Yeah.
I still, and this isn't just to Philly fans. This is, we've seen it a number of times over the years and decades. I still never understood when you win a championship why you want to burn something down or break something. I never quite understood that. So the Eagles win this thing. Have a ball. Be in the streets. Have a party. I thought the dune buggy up the Rocky Steps was fantastic. but just do it in a non-destructive way. Enjoy it.
Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats Assistant Fund.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, I mean, the Gridiron Greats, Mike Ditka, Jerry Kramer involved in starting, Gail Sayers, part of Marv Levy, and I jumped on into the board. Matt Burke did as well, former NFL player. And basically, it's about helping a lot of the former players who are either physically or financially in trouble. Physically, they partner. One of the great partners is Premier Stem Cell out of Colorado and out of Arizona and Scottsdale. I've had stem cell done, and the quality of life, it can get you off those pain pills and the cortisone shots like it did me. So we can help some of these players that need help physically. And then financially, if they're hurting financially, it's an assistance fund at gridirongreats.org where you can donate and check them out and see the kind of ways we're helping the former players, because we're all in the same fraternity. Whenever your teammate's on the ground, what do? You reach a hand down, you help them up. So all we're doing is helping all our teammates who need that help.
Well done. Mike, can I ask you to do an E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles?
Oh, I can do that.
Ready? On three. One, two, three.
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
Mike Golic, everyone, thanks, Mike.
Oh, you got it, man.
Go Birds.